open session at 9:21, and I'm going to turn this over to our attorney, Mr. Thatcher.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. I'd like to read something that council has directed me and we've prepared together. On March 27, 2020, President Trump signed the CARES Act into law to provide resources to help governments and other entities respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Within the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Relief Fund was created to provide financial resources to state and local governments. The state of Texas received $11.24 billion from the United States Department of the Treasury for direct coronavirus-related expenses. Less than half of that amount was to be made available to local governments. And of that amount, $3.2 billion was sent directly by the Treasury to the largest six cities and 12 counties. And these are identified as populations over 500,000. An example of this would be Dallas County and any city within Dallas County. The remaining $1.85 billion was to be made available to counties below 500,000 in population and the cities within them. And this is where the city of Forney would lie. And these funds would be managed through the Texas Department of Emergency Management rather than by direct funding. So City of Forney would not receive directly these payments, but it would be managed, the grant would be managed through the Texas Department of Emergency Management. The City of Forney was allocated approximately $1.395 million, and this is based on the population of the city within its corporate boundaries. 20% of the city's allocation was made available immediately upon certification to the state that the grant terms would be followed by the city. The remaining balance of the allocated funds would be transferred to the city in the form of a reimbursement for those necessary expenditures incurred by the city due to the public health emergency, and as long as the expenditures meet the criteria of Section 601D of the Social Security Act, which include the following. The expenditures were incurred due to the public health emergency with respect to the coronavirus pandemic. Two, the expenditures were not accounted for in the budget most recently approved as of March 27, 2020, the date of the enactment of the CARES Act for the state or local government. And then three, the expenditures were incurred during the period that begins March 1st, 2020 and ends on December 30th, 2020. Further, the eligible expenditures for consideration to be reimbursed include the following categories. One, medical expenses. Two, public health expenses. Three, payroll expenses for every public safety, public health, healthcare, human services, and similar employees whose services are substantially dedicated to mitigating or responding to the COVID-19 public health emergency. Four, expenses of actions to facilitate compliance with COVID-19-related public health emergency. Five, expenses associated with the provision of economic support in connection with the COVID-19 public health emergency. And six, any other COVID-19-related expenses reasonably necessary to the function of government that satisfy the fund's eligibility criteria. In September of 2020, Mayor Penn executed the grant certification to the state through the Texas Department of Emergency Management, and the city of Forney received the initial 20% of the allocation, or $279,081. At that time, the city of Forney created an informal staff committee with the purpose to review the CRF guidelines and formulate a spending plan to receive the remaining of the remaining funds available to the city. Instruction provided to the city from the Texas Department of Emergency Management was that any projects and purchases that were going to be submitted for reimbursement had to be completed by December 30th, 2020, which included completion of any construction projects if those were to be considered. Additionally, the Texas Department of Emergency Management stated that payroll expenses would not be considered as eligible expenditures for reimbursement since they were already budgeted items. With this instruction, the city pursued projects and purchases under the remaining five categories that were previously mentioned. And due to the limited time frame with which the city was given to identify and complete projects and purchases, the city council approved by resolution the delegation of purchasing authority under the CRF grant to the city manager, Tony Carson. Initial expenditures by the city included additional body-worn cameras for public safety personnel, materials for facilities to provide better social distancing practices between city personnel and the general public, additional personal protective equipment and sanitation materials for city facilities, information technology equipment necessary for teleconferencing and video conferencing capabilities, and the purchase of additional fleet vehicles for the city to allow for better social distancing practices for city personnel. The city utilized existing funds within its general fund to fund the projects and purchases. The funds would be reimbursed by the state through the Texas Department of Emergency Management upon approval of the expenditures. In November 2020, the Texas Department of Emergency Management informed all local governments that all spending plans and completed paperwork must be submitted to their department, their agency, by December 17th, 2020, rather than at the end of the year. Due to the amount of work that the Texas Department of Emergency Management had inherited in managing the grant program under the CARES Act, they retained the services of third-party auditors as consultants to work directly with the local governments, including the city of Forney. One of the consultants for the Texas Department of Emergency Management worked with the city of Forney to review the city's spending plan prior to submission. Before the spending plan could be reviewed, the consultant and the local area manager for the Texas Department of Emergency Management requested that the city of Forney submit its payroll expenses for its public safety departments since March 1st, 2020, rather than submit the invoices for the individual expenses that the city had made to facilitate the Texas Department of Emergency Management in the application review process. This instruction was a stark departure from the previous instruction provided by TEDM. This expenditure for public safety personnel costs totaled more than $3.78 million and would be more than enough in eligible expenditures to receive the full reimbursement of the remaining CRF funds under the CARES Act for the city of Forney. And as such, the city did not have to submit the individual projects and purchases that were originally contemplated, and the use of CRF funds for these purposes was never considered by TEDM. They were never approved, nor were they ever denied. Further, there has never been any notice by TEDM to the city through correspondence with TEDM or any of its contractors that the city has committed any violation of any sort. The city's application and spending plan have completed all phases of TEDM's review process at this time, and the city is awaiting and anticipates receipt of 100% of the balance of the CRF funds for the city of Forney. The funds will be returned to the city's general fund, which will offset the initial costs of the projects and purchases originally contemplated for use under the grant, so that no additional funding will be required from the city's general fund. The city of Forney will not have to use its general fund revenue for many of the purchases made by the city, including the purchase of several new vehicles, which will allow the city to forego these purchases in future fiscal years, and will also allow additional funds to be allocated to other areas such as road and other infrastructure maintenance. The CRF grants under the CARES Act administered through the state of Texas required the city of Forney to expend funds of the city in order to be eligible for reimbursement through the grant. Prior to certification of the CRF funds for the city of Forney, the city council and administration made the decision to defer other expenses as much as was feasible during the budget planning process for fiscal year 2021. It was determined necessary to understand the long-term impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on the city's finances. All personnel cost increases, including salary adjustments, would be tabled until at least halfway through the fiscal year to allow city administration the ability to review the city's revenue from ad valorem tax payments, the majority of which is received by the end of January each year, as well as revenue from sales tax. The city council and city administration will continue to review the state of the city's finances and review any of the deferred budget matters through the remainder of the 2021 fiscal year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thatcher, and I hope that answers a lot of questions that people have been asking. With that being said, do I have a motion to adjourn